This is Side Podcast episode 66. The cars are going to be a little bit faster than the people. Coming up on today's show, we discuss tyre compounds, unusual testing behaviour and unclaimed photos. I'm tired today.
You're looking a little bit drained.
Oh, thanks very much.
What's wrong with you?
There was some kind of 24-hour race going on. Whose stupid idea was that?
Yeah, not usually your scene. No. Nothing we've really watched before, but your favourite ever driver was there, wasn't he?
Frank was racing in Le Mans this year.
Yeah, he didn't quite do the business. Ended up third.
Yeah, well, he started second, so I would have been happy with second or above, yeah. Which doesn't give him many options.
Not with his teammates, no. Not in the group of people he had.
He made up loads of time. He was leading the race
Yeah.
And then he hands it over to Kleon,
who bins
throws
it
in the gravel.
Yeah, I think he was the only person who made a major mistake of any of the top drivers all race. I mean, the bits that I saw, anyway.
Yeah.
And he is, we think BMW test driver, isn't he?
Yeah.
Although we haven't actually seen him do very much.
Not happy with him.
No. No, very disappointed, and he let the side down, didn't he? No, it wouldn't have made much difference in the end, I'm sure, to be honest.
No, never mind. It was good to see him.
Yeah, well, that's Le Mans. This is F1.
Yeah, we have to talk about F1 now.
Okay. Good week,
bad week. It's been a good week for Australia, as the rumours are that Albert Park will be signing an extension to hold the Grand Prix until 2015. Apparently, it's a verbal agreement at the moment, so in F1, where even paper contracts don't mean much, it's still wait and see, I'd imagine.
Agreed that it's a compromise, but what deal has been struck then?
Well, Bernie said night race or no race.
Yeah, and we don't think Australia are going to do a full night race.
They said they didn't want to do a night race.
So it's going to be an evening race?
Maybe.
Bit of a late start?
Maybe, yeah.
But does that mean they're going to lose the opening slot of the World Championship then?
Well, there must be another half to the compromise deal, so
yeah,
maybe.
Third race of the year then?
Could be. It's been a bad week for Force India, as Guido van der Garde is suing them. He says he wants €1.3 million of sponsor money back because when the team was Spyker, they didn't give him the testing mileage that they promised. Can you sue a team that isn't the same team anymore?
Yeah, I'm sure they can. The agreement must still be in place. I wouldn't think he's done his chances of getting another F1 drive any good, though, has he?
It's not a way to make friends and influence people.
He upset Super Aguri and then couldn't test for a very long time.
No.
Which, in fact, surely part of the problem, the reason that he didn't get the testing miles that he was promised was the fact that he was unable to test.
He ruined his contract, didn't he?
Yeah, and now that he's suing this team, I think Formula One will steer very, very clear of him in the future.
I would. It's been a good week for Toro Rosso, as they are in investment talks with Ultimate Motorsport. They're a team who have been showing well in British Formula 3, and they're looking to move up to F1, so it could be a good fit.
Now, I might be being cynical here, but isn't it a massive coincidence that Ultimate Motorsport just managed to get their first win in Formula 3 in the last race?
They did just manage that. Why is that a coincidence?
I don't know. Suddenly they're in the headlines. They're trying to build on that, maybe build up their own sponsorship. I don't think they're really in a place to come into Formula 1, are they? They've literally just won their first race. That's not a whole championship. That's just a race.
Yeah.
They're not that
well-placed.
Are they
really ready?
Yeah. I think this is all a bit nonsense.
It's been a bad week for the circuit Gilles Villeneuve, as it may be reprofiled to ease the track problems. Vice President of the circuit, François Dumontier, says they will be looking at the hairpin very seriously and consulting with the FIA to improve the racing for the future.
Looking at something doesn't necessarily improve it, does it? Because I could look at that corner all day, it wouldn't get any better.
No, a lot of fans looked at that corner.
Yeah, I do have concerns about them reprofiling the corner.
Mm.
Don't you? You don't want to see the hairpin to go.
Can't they just make a better tarmac?
Yeah, surely it can't be that big a problem or that big a deal. Somebody must have some kind of scientific solution for this problem of the track breaking up, rather than saying, well, we just can't have a really tight hairpin there because the Formula One cars are breaking it up.
No. News and views. This week, Bridgestone have released the tyre compounds for 5 more of the races this season. Germany is medium and hard. Hungary and Valencia are both super soft and soft. And Belgium and Italy are both medium and hard.
And we're talking about this for what reason?
Top story on Autosport for ages.
This isn't a news story. It must be a pretty poor week for Formula One news if this is the best you've got.
This is the news.
I can't think of anything more boring to discuss than the type of compound rubber that Bridgestone are going to bring to some Grand Prix.
The only interesting thing about it was they were saying, oh, we've not been to Valencia before, so
we've guessed.
Just picked some random tyres.
Tell me there's more news than this.
No, I'm just messing with you. There's a whole load of testing news. But first, I wanted to talk about Go Motorsport.
Go on then.
The MSA have launched a new campaign to get the people of Britain interested in motorsport. There's a new website at gomotorsport.net, and it's basically introducing it to people who have no idea where to start to get into it. Lewis Hamilton launched the campaign, which makes sense because I guess he is the face of motorsport for Britain.
Yeah, and also he started in karting, worked his way up, so he knows the whole process.
It was launched at the McLaren Technology Centre. Other drivers are backing it too, though. Button, Coulthard and Davidson, plus Damon Hill, Frank Williams and Andy Priaulx. A couple of other notable people at the launch. Ron Dennis, obviously. The Bish, David Croft, Vicky Butler-Henderson and Steve Ryder. Why is Steve Ryder always there, always interviewing Lewis?
I think I've got a comment on the blog this week. Basically, I think Steve Ryder keeps Lewis Hamilton in a suitcase. At the end of every Grand Prix, he packs him up. It's a bit of a pain to get through airport security, but he just about manages it each and every time. And any time anybody wants Lewis Hamilton to turn up, along comes Steve with a suitcase, pops it open, there's Lewis.
So if you want to book Lewis Hamilton, you need to actually book Steve Ryder.
Yeah, well, if you book Steve Ryder, you get Lewis anyway. He never lets him leave his side.
By the way, we're not knocking Lewis Hamilton there.
No, Steve.
Yeah.
Mostly.
ITV, sort of.
Steve Ryder, yeah. Really. Not even ITV, just Steve.
And Vicky Butler-Henderson was there.
Yeah, although I noticed on the show notes you spelled her name wrong.
What?
Disappointing. V-I-C-K-I. It's no Y in it.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, you know, the thing is with Vicky, I always forget that I like her.
Oh, really?
Until I see a picture of her. Oh, there she is.
Oh, you like her again.
It kind of falls out of my head that she exists, and then there she is again. Yeah. Wearing white in this picture.
You don't have an I Heart Vicky website, do you?
No, I'm a bit forgetful in that area. So it's nice to see her again, and nice to think, there she is.
It seems like a good initiative. I don't think it's aimed at people like us.
I like the Go Help section of the website, because yeah. I think the slogan on there is no volunteers equals no motorsport.
Yeah.
And obviously in all grassroots motor racing, it's the volunteers and the track marshals are really important for building all that up. And so it's good to have that, because I've never seen that before.
Yeah. How to get into marshalling. Yeah,
absolutely. But the rest of the site, I guess, would be for a less knowledgeable fan. I guess the kind of fan you were this time last year.
Yeah.
That would be what it is.
People just starting a podcast.
Exactly. There you go. That's their target audience.
So on to testing then. It was a 3-day test in Barcelona. There were only 9 teams represented because Force India skipped it. But on the first day, Toro Rosso weren't there either. Luca Badoa was top of the timesheets for Ferrari, but most of the interest was on the fact that Davidson returned.
Yeah, Wurz was at Le Mans.
Mm.
So Honda's traditional test driver obviously couldn't fulfil that role. So they brought in Davidson. Now, notably,
they didn't
not
choose
Sato. But then again, Sato, he wasn't Honda's test driver. Ever, whereas Davidson obviously was, so maybe it makes more sense to go back into that role. Maybe it's not such a conspiracy theory going on there, is what we might be led to believe.
I think it's obvious they would pick Davidson because he was so good for them before.
Yeah, he was.
He's got loads of experience in test driving, and Sato is more of a racer.
It was good to see him back. What you mean is he's a useless tester.
No, that's not what I said. I didn't say that.
I like the subtle dig there. It was good to see him back in the car, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Good to see the helmet go around. Very cool.
Also, Romain Grosjean had his first day in a Formula One car for Renault. Was he any good?
The team didn't say too much about him, actually. They just said that it was good for him to get more miles under his belt. But he said that they were very welcoming and accommodating for him on his first day. So that's good.
He came second from last.
Not wonderful.
But it was his first day, so. On day 2, Bordeaux was top again for Ferrari. Toro Rosso joined in. Bordeaux, he was last.
Yeah, they haven't managed to unlock any speed from that car yet, have they?
No.
Seems surprising. It is the RB4, isn't it?
As far as we know.
We think it is. The only major difference is the engine. It's a Ferrari.
Yeah, I mean, Raikkonen doesn't seem to have any trouble.
That's true. That's assuming they get the same engine, though. Is it equal?
If the only difference between Toro Rosso and Red Bull is the engine, then it's got to be that.
Well, there's the mechanics running it.
And the drivers.
And the drivers. There's quite a few differences,
yeah,
really.
There was a little bit of rain on the second day, but not enough to disturb the running too much.
No, early in the morning, wasn't it?
Yeah. And there was also a little bit of rain on the third day, but again, not that much.
This was the Saturday, testing on Thursday, Friday and Saturday this week. And just a few spots and nothing to really halt proceedings.
If it had rained more, it would explain why Piquet was the fastest.
Yeah.
What happened there? I can't really explain it. He was ahead of McLaren and Ferrari.
Must have been a mega, mega low run lap. Maybe he skipped a couple of chicanes and no one noticed. Because, you know, he couldn't possibly have been that fast. We can't give him that much credit, can we? The boy's done well and we're still bashing on him.
Heidfeld got to have an extra turn in testing. I don't think he was scheduled to appear.
This is to get over his qualifying tyre warm-up issues.
He has tyre issues, mm-hmm. So they gave him an extra day in the car.
And what did he do with it?
Nothing major.
Really, considering he's doing qualifying runs, right?
Yeah.
So he should have been the fastest guy out there. And where did he come?
I think it was sixth.
And that was behind Glock, Webber, Badoa, De La Rosa and Piquet.
What did you ask me for then?
I'm sorry.
Obviously knew.
I didn't memorise it. I'm reading it off a screen. I can tell you that he was ahead of Hülkenberg, who was testing for Williams.
Right.
And Vettel. Was it the backing to Toro Rosso again?
I mean, it's Toro Rosso.
So not that impressive if he was doing qualifying runs. The only excuse possibly was that he spent so long worn out his tyres, he never actually did the qualifying lap. But you'd have thought he'd have been much quicker.
I thought it was a bit odd that Badoa tested all 3 days for Ferrari.
No seat time for either of the race drivers.
Do they feel they don't need it? Or?
Well, I guess not, because Massa's got his season under control. Mm. He knows the car now. Raikkonen's pretty handy behind the wheel. Yeah. I suppose they're just confident. Maybe they had a bit of jet lag.
It's all about the car.
Yeah, a bit of time off before France.
On the last day, it appeared that they ran out of fuel.
Yeah. What? Not again.
Not the first time Ferrari have had fuel issues, is it?
No. A little bit embarrassing. And I think it caused a stoppage of the session where they went and recovered the car. A little bit humiliating, that.
During this test, the teams were actually playing around with the new software for the standard ECU safety car rules.
Yeah, they were. Actually, there weren't very many aero updates on any of the cars. I had to look round just to see if there's any new bit sticking out. It wasn't anything. So it must have all been software and under the hood changes.
The safety car trial was delayed from Monaco so that they could have it at this test to get it right. I think that's why it was pushed back to the French Grand Prix.
Yeah, we did a post on the blog, didn't we? The most exciting thing we're going to be watching on Friday and Saturday.
In the in-laps in
Woo-hoo. France. Yeah, it's not the most exciting racetrack in the world. We'll be keen to see what happens during that period. But this test has been to really look at the software and evaluate what's going on.
I think the teams only ran it for a lap or two. And Charlie Whiting apparently doesn't think it's ready at all.
No, well, Della Rosa was saying on autosport.com that he's had a word with Charlie in his role as chairman of the GPDA.
Yep.
And Charlie said he's basically nowhere near ready for introduction. So we're probably looking at a rule change for 2009, I think.
If it comes in at all, because we think it's a bit stupid.
It's convoluted and it's complicated and it's open to even more abuse than the current rules. Yeah. And I don't think any of the fans are going to follow what the hell's going on.
There must be a better way of doing it.
Well, you'd have thought so. With all the brains they have, that somebody must be coming up with a better solution. No one's making any good noises about it. That's the worrying thing. Loads of people want the rules changed. No one's got much good to say about this.
What they need is a working group. You know, at the end of news broadcasts, they always tend to end on a light-hearted story after all the depressing news.
What, the whole world is coming to an end, that kind of thing.
Natural disasters, credit crunch, all that stuff.
Oh, look, there's a cat stuck up a tree and it was saved by a blindfolded fireman.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Light-hearted news. I have one of these stories.
Okay, go on.
In Spain, they do a crazy thing where they run down the streets of Pamplona being chased by bulls.
Yes.
You've heard of this.
Yeah, the general public being chased by wild animals.
Crazy people, you mean. This year, they're also going to be chased by red bulls. See what I did there?
Are you going for a job in local news, by any chance?
Yeah. David Coulthard and Sebastian Bourdais are turning up with their cars before the actual bull festival thing starts.
Yeah, because that goes on for a whole week.
Yeah, and they're going to chase people in their cars.
They're going to chase people in their Formula One cars.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a bit of a one-sided battle.
Well, yeah.
Isn't it?
It's weird. GP Update are the only ones reporting this.
Right, okay. So it might be complete nonsense. But it sounds like fun. It sounds like a Red Bull thing, doesn't it?
It doesn't sound fun. It sounds crazy.
Yeah, okay. The cars are going to be a little bit faster than the people. And they're going to struggle with those cobbled streets, if that's where they're planning to drive.
My God.
That would be impossible.
They say that motorsport is dangerous.
Right.
Of course it is, if you're aiming your car at a person.
You're chasing the general public trying to mow them down. Yeah. Possibly not too smart. When is that? That's the end of the month this is happening,
I think
it?
So, yeah. Something like the 28th of June or something like that.
And after they mowed everybody down, they're going to do a general demonstration and show off how good the cars are.
Probably some donuts.
The survivors.
Well, that's the light-hearted story to end our news section. We'll be back with lots of lovely feedback after this short break. If you miss any of the weekend's action from Free Practice 1 through to the checkered flag, tune into F1 Digest, dedicated daily coverage of all the on-track action, including the best bits from live commenting and all the reaction from teams and drivers. Visit sidepodcast.com to listen and subscribe.
Feedback. Yeah, so pretty much I'm kind of calling for one reason. It's always, you know, you always give us, so if we want to mention a website. And the one that I've had been going on for lately for a while is gpupdate.net. It's a pretty good website. It has news and photos and pretty much almost all of the above. They also cover different series. I believe GP2. The Renault World Series, I believe, as well. But, gpupdate.net. It's actually a pretty good website, and I have it on my favorites, so I usually go there. And
That's a voicemail from a man who needs no introduction because he's on here almost every week.
That man's got a lot to say for himself, hasn't he?
Yeah, it was Jordan, and we really appreciate
He's onto something there. He's onto something with GP Update. Because you know when we went on that boat a little while ago?
Yes.
And we were out in the middle of the Atlantic, and we needed to get an internet connection to see, you know, the various Formula One news updates.
Yeah, I don't think we were in the middle of the Atlantic. We were sort of off the coast
it
of Spain.
It felt like it.
Yeah, it was quite rough.
It was really rough. When we wanted to get a Formula One news, the internet connection was a bit slow.
Yeah.
Because I had to go from the boat up to a satellite down in Miami and then to whatever website we were trying to get to.
Yep.
Which was fine for most places, except for Autosport.com, which insisted on auto-playing videos.
Autosport TV.
Yeah, and although you could pause the video, it would still download and swamp the internet connection, which made it impossible to use. For the entire of that week, couldn't get any Autosport information.
True.
So, GPUpdate.net, my Absolutely. New best friend. And Autosport lost me that week as a regular viewer, and now I just get all my information from GPUpdate.net.
Also, you and I both have Autosport logins, so we don't usually see those pop-up adverts that cover up the whole screen.
No, but it was a public internet access, and you don't want to be logging in when there's no secure server.
No, and so they were there, covering up all the words.
Again, GPUpdate.net, nothing like as annoying the adverts. There are a couple of Google ads and a few small things, but they're subtle, they're not in the way. Much better place to get your Formula One news.
And they have stories about Red Bulls chasing people.
Quite right, yeah.
If you've got a site you can't live without, whether it's your own or just one that you love so much you want to promote it, leave us a voicemail telling us what it is and why you love it. The number is 012128TRACK. That's 012128-87225.
That is Formula One related, though, isn't it?
Yeah, not just any website in the whole world, no.
Absolutely.
I did have an email, not a voicemail, but an email from SciPodcast fan pointing out some interesting websites, and one of them was scienceofformulaone.com, which is science-of-formulaone.com.
Okay, what's that about?
It's basically a whistle-stop tour around aerodynamics, brake technology, electronics, physics, all the things that you need to know but are a bit scared to investigate.
Good. I haven't heard SciPodcast fan's voice.
No, it'd be good to get the website prediction via voicemail.
Yeah, remember 012128TRACK. Give us a call. Let us know what you like and why you like it.
Our Facebook group is super popular.
Modest, aren't we?
Over 250 users.
Oh, that's quite impressive, actually. I don't spend too much time on there, as you well know. I'm not a huge fan of the Facebook.
You're not a Facebookian, are you?
No, I'm certainly not. Although I don't know what one is. It doesn't sound like it's a very nice thing to have.
Yeah, I just made that up.
Occasionally, I might steal your laptop when you're out and about.
Yeah, people can always tell when you log in as me because you don't use capital letters.
Yeah, but it's going well then. Lots of people on there. Lots of discussions.
It's fabulous. We've got 450 people installing the SciPodcast TV application.
Mm.
460 people using the F1 Minute application. Mm. F1 Minute's more popular.
That's interesting. Yep.
And we've had over 260 downloads of the F1 Minute Player for WordPress, which isn't Facebook, but it's still a good stat.
Right. Well, it's a similar application to the Facebook application. We don't actually know how many people are using the WordPress version.
No.
But there's a lot of downloads, which is quite good. So Facebook, then, what are the 250 people talking about?
There are a couple of new discussions going on. Mm. Cesar Castillo is asking who the greatest champions are and put them in your order.
Really?
He lists his order, Fangio, Prost, Senna and Graham Hill.
Wow.
He's also given reasons. I find it quite tricky because I only really know of Schumacher, Alonso and Raikkonen.
Yeah.
I have researched the history, but I don't feel like I could make an opinion.
Difficult if you haven't seen them in action.
Yeah.
It's all secondhand news. I don't know. I might have to think about that one. I wouldn't like to go on the record without having given it a lot of thought.
So we'll expect your answer in about 6 months then. Log in as me secretly.
Let's wait for some more champions to come along. Then I'll put in an opinion. Maybe this year.
I started a discussion about the couple of teams that appear to have given up on this year already. Just wondering whether it's a good idea, if it happens a lot, or if it's just because the rules are changing so much for 2009.
This is Honda discussing.
Honda and Renault.
Thinking about putting all the resources into next year's car.
Yep.
Renault doing the same thing.
So far I've had a response from Lou, but okay. I want to hear more.
Okay, more thoughts on the giving up of 2008.
There's a very popular photo been posted on the Facebook group.
Mm. Yeah, this was one of the times when I was quite pleased I went to the effort of logging in.
Dryden Sean Lewis, he went to the Canadian Grand Prix and he took a picture of one of the grid girls.
He took a lot of pictures of a lot of grid girls.
Yes, but there's one that seems to stand out. It's getting the most attention.
Yes. Can I just point out that I think it was in the live comment racing thread that I remember saying the Canadian grid girls were some of the most attractive we've seen this year.
Right.
In lieu of absence of the Fosters girls from Australia.
Oh, I miss the Fosters girls.
Yeah, so I thought these were quite good and I think Dryden has captured them particularly well.
This girl appears to be very popular amongst the male members of the SciPodcast group. We'll post the photo on the enhanced show so you can see it. Some of the comments were ding dong.
Yes.
And Wow.
Right.
Which is very eloquent, I reckon.
I think you should probably point out that because the Enhanced podcast uses square images and the original is rectangular, you're probably missing half of the photograph. So that's the lady's head. And this is the rest of her, really.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably where most of the compliments are coming from. However, Dan wasn't so complimentary, was he? What did he say?
Well, he said, eat something, because yeah. She is way too skinny.
There's some ribs there.
Almost see her kidneys.
That is, yeah. Okay, agreed. And what did you say?
I just went, hmm.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's a boy thing.
Yeah. If you've got anything to add to the picture of the girl or to any of the discussions we've talked about,
yes.
Preferably the discussions.
Absolutely. But if you want, girl. Obviously, if the picture's quite small on the Enhanced podcast, you might want to go to the Facebook group and see it larger. And yeah. Maybe leave a compliment for Dryden and his great photography skills.
Yeah, you might want to do that. Just search for Side Podcast and join the group. I'll put a link in the show notes though. This week I had a great email from Richard, who lives in Canada. Dear Christine, just a few comments on the race in Montreal. 1. The track was as bad as seen on television. We were in the grandstand at turn 7, great view of Alonso hitting the wall on the exit, and after the race we descended onto the track so my son could collect some souvenir tyre marbles. How cool is that?
Don't tell me you want to do that now.
I want to do that. unfortunately, the marbles weren't rubber but crumbled bits of asphalt. The racing line was quite narrow and lined by the gravel. Going a bit offline would turn this Formula One race into a World Rally Championship event. But as a columnist in the Montreal Gazette wrote, the drivers got to enjoy a quintessential Canadian motoring experience. Lots of potholes and inattentive drivers rear-ending each other at traffic lights.
So if you do want some marbles from the Canadian Grand Prix, take a shovel. That's, I think, the rule there.
Richard continues, 2. Montreal is a fan-friendly event in surprising ways. We saw Lewis Hamilton exiting a hotel on Saturday evening and he paused to wave at the gathered fans. A bit later, Kimi and Massa walked out of their hotel to get into a limo. They too waved at the fans on the street. A few moments later, Stefano Domenicali went jogging by, undoubtedly trying to dispel post-qualification stress.
Wow. They should have gone jogging with him. I would have.
Just jogged along beside him.
Yeah, I wouldn't have kept up for very long. But, no. would have annoyed him for a little bit.
And 3, finally, those cute little furry creatures running across the track are not marmots, but are known as groundhogs in the local Argo. My son and I enjoy the show very much, and we hope SciPodcast goes on the road to the Canadian Grand Prix someday.
Okay, well, with marmots, it seems inevitable, doesn't it?
F1 Wharf left a comment, because obviously he was in Canada, and he took lots of great pictures. He took a picture of a marmot,
right?
And he said they are everywhere.
Yeah, I wish he hadn't told you that.
I want to go!
You might as well buy your ticket now.
He also said, I can only recommend to go to the Canadian GP. The atmosphere is great. The whole city lives F1. So if you want to see his brilliant pictures, go to f1wolf.com.
There's going to be a lot of links in the show notes this week, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, go to F1 Wolf's website. I think he had a problem with the photo gallery to start with, so maybe there's only 6 or 7 up there to begin with. But I looked today and there's loads and loads and loads of them. And yeah, there is a marmot there.
Blog entries with the stories of the race.
Yeah, I wonder, actually, we might steal one of them. I hope he doesn't mind if we put that marmot on the Enhanced podcast now, because it's quite cute.
Talking about pictures, top commenter Lou went to see a Renault F1 car that was visiting her local shopping centre.
As you do.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, but she had a good time. She left a couple of comments on the blog about it. Apparently the people weren't very forthcoming about why they were there. One man said...
Did they know themselves?
Well, one man said, to promote F1. As you do.
Okay.
And they were also a bit, perhaps, judgmental, pointing out where the engine is.
Because she was a girl.
Possibly a girl and a teenager, so.
Okay. And there's the wheels?
Yeah.
That's the front and that's the
there's
back!
There's a steering wheel!
Oh, it goes that way.
Excellent. But lots of good pictures. We'll put a couple on the Enhanced podcast, so thanks, pay attention.
Thanks. They're really good pictures, actually. Lou's a great photographer. I especially like the detail of the engine cover and also the rear of the car. Very good.
Our final photo story. Someone has put a load of fantastic pictures onto our Dropio site, but we don't know who it is.
Anonymous. They're really good. And if anyone wants to claim them, leave a comment on the website or tell Christine. And if you've got a story behind them, that would be very good too.
They cover June the 9th and the 10th, pictures of Canada, and I want to know whose they are.
Don't be shy.
Some people say that Friday night is for going out partying and the like, but oh no.
Mm.
The best way to spend Friday evening is beer, music, and a BMW pit stop game with some like-minded F1 fans.
Oh yeah.
We were reviewing the team websites and the BMW game had everyone intrigued. It's basically a pit stop simulation and you have to do what it tells you to do as quick as possible, like click here, do this, do that. I was rubbish.
It's quite addictive though, isn't it?
Well, I only did it once, to be fair.
Okay.
But I was busy and I was rubbish, so I didn't want to do it again.
I did get progressively better. Eventually got down, I think, a mid or low 12s. But eventually, as the beer took hold, I got slower and slower and slower and ended up in the mid 22s.
Were you drunk pit stopping?
Yes, sort of. Virtually, yeah.
Yeah. We had loads of commenters though, and everyone was having a go, taking a screenshot of the results page and putting it in Dropio.
Yeah.
So we could all compare.
I think there was Lou, Rich, Alianora, Stephen was there.
Loads of people.
Scott. I think my AFA fantasy turned up for a little while. Alex.
Yes.
Didn't make it till the next morning. By which time I had a bit of a hangover.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen his yet. He thinks he's the fastest. But we've yet to see any proof of
no
it.
No proof yet.
So I'm suspicious of Sir Alex there.
So again, we'll put a link in the show notes. Have a go.
It's addictive.
Take a screenshot and put it in Dropio.
Please.
Housekeeping. Now we have to talk about some non-F1 related stuff.
Okay, it's an F1 podcast.
I know, but sometimes things affect us that aren't to do with F1.
Okay, what is it this time?
Le Mans.
Oh, well, that's okay, because that's got like ex-F1 drivers in it.
It's motor racing.
It's got current F1 testers in it.
It's all good.
Yeah.
There was loads of Le Mans talk this weekend.
Yes.
I posted...
Unexpected.
Yeah. Well, I support Frank, obviously.
No way!
So I posted a thread that was like, just, you know, put some comments here if you're paying attention.
Or watching Frank, because...
Yeah, just give me some Frank updates, because I can't stay awake for 24 hours. Yeah. But it actually turned into live commenting for 24 hours because we have listeners on different time zones.
Yes.
So there were comments all the way through.
It was amazing.
It was brilliant because when I woke up, I just looked back through the last few comments and I knew exactly what had happened.
All the important bits were there.
Yeah. Dan was good. He kept it going while we were all asleep.
Yes.
Matt W. seems to know everything about Le Mans.
He's got a lot of history in his brain there.
Yep. Yeah. But Scott is my favourite.
Why is Scott your favourite?
He got a shout out to me on Radio Le Mans.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
André Hermes is the one that's left in Holland. Turn the light off if you do leave, though, won't you? And Scott Woodworth says, hello to Christine at sidepodcast.com.
How cool is that?
It is so cool and so sweet that he did that.
Thank you very, very much, Scott. And to everybody who commented on the Le Mans thread, because before this, I knew nothing, I'll be honest with you, or very little about Le Mans, and you knew less than I did. But now we feel educated, don't we? We know what's going on, and we can talk all day and all night about Le Mans if we had to.
A lot of the talk seemed to be about the fantastic atmosphere.
Yes.
And I felt it just from the comments. You know, we had a fantastic atmosphere going on.
It was a great race as well.
In the comments. So I think we're going to have to try and go one day.
Maybe next year. Mm. Might have to do it. If it doesn't clash with a Formula One race, and hopefully, I mean, this year it didn't, and I don't think it did in the past. So as long as they manage to schedule the calendar, there's no Formula One event on at the same time, we will do our level best to get there next year.
I'm only going if Frank's going to be there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, is that okay? But you think you'll still like him then? You don't think you'd have found somebody else at Goodwood this year? Do you think Frank will be at Goodwood this year?
He would have been if he'd have won.
He might still be there. Third place car might be there.
Maybe.
They might give him something to drive.
Maybe.
Maybe you should write to him and say, Frank, please go.
Please go, I want to see you. So that's it for this week. We'll be back next week where it's the French Grand Prix.
Yeah, but whoa. Let me just stop you there. Before you sign off for the day, I have to announce that tomorrow is a very special day in the world of Side Podcast. Today is Sunday, as we record the show. And Monday.
I don't like Mondays.
Monday the 16th of June is a very special day in the world of Side Podcast because it's your birthday.
Yeah.
Do you remember last year I bought you a digital radio so that I could listen to Murray Walker.
That's right, you
make
did.
Make his 5 live commentary comeback. I don't want to get you this year.
Well, what do you want?
What do I? I don't know. I don't really. Don't nothing I really need. Is there anything I can get you? Anything on your list at all? Anything you desire?
What about tickets to the ball run?
To see Le Seb? No.
Can you get Frank at Goodwood?
Not really.
Jensen's phone number?
Not a chance.
A marmot?